Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We have some new best friends this morning. It's Mr. Nicholas Wharton from the Charlotte Area Fund. We have Mr. Scott Ellis, Know Your Rights, and we have Maria Macon with Mecklenburg County Elders. She is the founder, the CEO, and we're going to talk about something fabulous. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we just got off an event, and I'm sorry I didn't have time to interview you before, but it was a Know Your Rights event.
Yes.
How did it come out?
Oh, it's always great, particularly when you talk about participants that are very busy. And you're talking about DA office, you're talking about the assistant public defenders, you're talking about police officers and sheriff. And with the police, we do a police transparency. So that's to help individuals know exactly where the police are coming from, if you could know that in these days, because many people don't know where the police are coming from. But we want our youth particularly and their parents to know that police officers are human too. So we talk about hand-in-hand respect, but in order to do that, you have to know who you're dealing with. So having the police transparency program is one way of helping individuals identify situations from a police view. We have the assistant public defenders there to talk about and interact with the group as it relates to what it takes for them to defend you should you have an adverse situation with the police. And then we have the DA, you know, he's the bad guy, puts you in jail. But our DA is one that is interested in helping you get your criminal record expunged. So all of these people come together, along with some health advocates as well, to make up the Know Your Rights Youth Symposium. So it's an opportunity for youth to talk with the police, talk with the DA, talk with the assistant public defender, and get some of their real hard questions answered.
I wish this was around in the 70s.
Oh, yes.
80s. But I'm glad it's happening now.
Because in this day and age, to keep our young people safe, we have to give them more stories before they leave home. We have to tell them things like, if you see the police, don't run. Or if the police stop you, put your hands on the wheel. Don't do anything sporadic until the police tell you. We have to give them different marching orders now when they leave home, because we want them to come back home. African-American men, Hispanic men, and believe it or not, white young people as well.
Okay. Did a lot of parents show up with their kids, or did a lot of teens show up?
Teens show up. Parents show up as well with their kids. Parents have more questions, believe it or not, than their kids. Older young adults show up by themselves. But more importantly, the showing up is important. And Scott is our lead person as it relates to Know Your Rights Youth Symposium. So he probably could tell you more of the inner dynamics of Know Your Rights.
What we try to do is get out to the community. We talk to the churches. We talk to the youth organizations. We talk to anyone who's working with youth to get them to spread the message to the youth that this is important, because this can save your life. And if it doesn't save your life literally, it can save you from catching a case, as the saying goes, which then costs you thousands of dollars to eliminate down the road, or thousands of dollars to work through down the road. So we feel like this is a very important program that we offer through the Mecklenburg Council of Elders. And we would like to see the community get more involved with us, because we've talked to the fraternities, the sororities. We've talked to everyone out there to let them know about the program. And we want them to show up and show out at the program.
Do you think the more we do, the more people will show up? Because how many events like this are we doing?
We've done this quarterly. So we've done this four times a year on average.
For 4.5 years.
Consistent.
So, you know, the challenge, and it's interesting, Scott didn't mention it, but I know he feels it. The challenge becomes, it doesn't become important to a household unless it has happened to your son or daughter or husband or uncle. And then they come to Mecklenburg Council of Elders and want to know how to get out of the situation. How do I fix this when what we're talking about is prevention and intervention?
And I would assume that CMPD is doing more training on their end. And if they don't, we have to do training on our end.
On our end. We really do have to train and become aware on our end. It was interesting on an interview that Chief Putney mentioned that his interest is turning not so much from the crime in Charlotte, but to supporting organizations that are doing the work. And I thought that was very interesting for him to look at it that way, because that's what we need. We need that kind of support, and that support has to do with bodies showing up and more information being gotten out to the community, because that's where it's really going to serve both the community and the police.
Got it. So, Mr. Nicholas Wharton, with the Charlotte Area Fund, 501c3 nonprofit that started in 1963.
That's right. So the Charlotte Area Fund is Mecklenburg County's community agency whose mission is to identify and address poverty by providing services that empower economically disadvantaged citizens to gain the skills necessary to become self-sufficient. And so one of the reasons why we support council elders and their work around expungement and know your rights is because we see this as a critical barrier. I think that impacts, you know, poor people's ability to grow and prosper economically. Certainly, if you get a charge at an early age, it can really hinder all your career aspirations. And so to be upfront and provide information to young people, that's a proactive effort, and we want to be about that.
And I was looking on your website, tremendous training that you have.
Yes.
So talk about that.
Sure. So what's really important to understand about our agency is that we focus on meeting the needs of those at 125% of federal poverty guideline. And that oftentimes is those who are most impacted by, you know, being marginalized economically. And so we offer a range of workforce development programs in HVAC and broadband fiber optics, customer service, property management, and CDL license, CNA license. And in fact, we are really right now in the throes of really recruiting for January classes. And so we really are putting a call out to the community that if you want to change a career, if you're displaced from your job and you want a new opportunity, come to the Charlotte Area Fund. So that's just one initiative of many. We also have, for all of our clients, we have a free drug prescription program. So if you are an individual who without health insurance, you don't have coverage of your medical prescriptions, you come to our agency. We are partnered with an organization called the Connect Center, and it's a HIPAA-certified organization. You will submit your medications into a HIPAA-certified federal database. It will search comparable cost drugs or lesser cost drugs, and oftentimes it can reduce one's cost by almost 90%. One woman who came to us with a $600 a month bill for diabetes medication, and we were able to literally eliminate her cost for a whole year. And she used those resources to stay in her home. So we have a senior assistance program, which is really a senior empowerment program. And we take our seniors through, and they're for those in the room, they're 55 and older. We take them through a certified sort of health program, right, that we track them over several weeks, track their dietary needs, their heart rate, a whole range of medical, you know, checks, to see, in fact, if what we're doing is effective. And quite frankly, we've really seen a wonderful, wonderful progress with many of our seniors. On Fridays, we have what's called Fitness Fridays. And so we have a group of maybe 25, 30 seniors who are doing all kinds of incredible music, dancing, and some are in wheelchairs. I mean, it's really very exciting activity for them at noontime on Fridays. And we provide childcare support for those in our training programs. We've got a range of opportunities from HSC classes, high school equivalency classes for those who need their high school diploma so they can get into the job market. We really have a sort of a continuum of opportunities to get people from poverty to self-sufficiency.
All right. Right now, you can go to charlotteareafund.org, charlotteareafund.org. You have everything that we need. We can just put you in, on speed dial.
That's so nice of you to say, because the Community Action Agency, really, as you mentioned before, was it came into existence with President Johnson's executive order over 50 years ago, if you could imagine that. And we're one of 34 agencies in the state, 1,000 around the country. They're in urban and rural areas. I'm the chair of the North Carolina Council of Executive Directors for Community Action Agencies. And so we are really touching folk in incredible ways, from weatherizing homes to crisis assistance, to job training, to emergency relief during storms. There are a number of activities that community action agencies are engaged in, and we are Mecklenburg County's community action agency.
So how many is on staff?
We've got like 14 people on staff, but more importantly, we have, and we're growing, our partners across the county. And one obviously critical partner is Council of Elders. And so we don't claim to do it all. We're a referral agency as well. So partnerships and collaboration, really, is we think is really the way to go.
When you said prescription drugs, all I could think about was NC Med Assist, but there's you.
Yeah, yeah. Now, of course, you know, those large organizations have much more reach, and we partner with them as well.
Wow, if you're just now tuning in, we got some new best friends this morning. That was the voice of our new one. It is the Charlotte Area Fund, Nicholas Wharton. Also, Scott Ellis with Know Your Rights, and Maria Macon, our Mecklenburg County of Elders. And all together, we are saving the world.
That's
aren't
true.
We are saving the world.
We're trying.
Well, you know, it's a good example you gave, some sort of save the world, right? Many people in social sector agencies have that sort of ambition, that sense of purpose, right? They want to save the world. So last year, you'll appreciate this, this past June, we had a health fair, an all-day health fair. And we provided support for over 200 people. We provided free dental care, free eye exams with eyeglasses. We provided cardiology exams for folk. We provided we had free haircuts, and we had exercise. We had 14 healthcare providers that came to the Charlotte Area Fund. And in our parking lot, we had these mobile units set up, and it was exciting. We're going to do the same thing again next June.
Where are you located?
901 North Tryon.
You got a good address.
But you know, it's interesting you say that, because if you drove through that area, we're right across from the shelter, many people hanging outside, they look homeless, they have various levels of brokenness. People drive right by them, and they just don't even look at them. Once you pass them a call center, you keep it moving, right? But in actuality, we're right there. Purposely had our health fair in that parking lot, mm-hmm. because we realized that some might think nothing good can come in this area. But we brought that event there, and it was very, very positive. We plan to do more in that area as well. But it is something. People look the other way as you see folk there. But you ought to stop. Come on in an agency and check us out.
It's really true. And the partnership with Charlotte Area Fund is a great one for Mecklenburg Council of Elders, because our primary effort is in criminal record expungements. And so Know Your Rights is just the byproduct of that, getting to the youth, so they won't have to have their criminal records or criminal records mm-hmm. period expunged. Mm-hmm. But with Charlotte Area Fund, they're doing job training, job placement. But one of the challenges is when you train and mm-hmm. you try to place an individual, and then you find out they cannot get the job because they have a criminal record, then it makes sense to be able to work on expunging that record. And that's where Mecklenburg Council of Elders comes in, and we do our greater work. And it's important. We've been talking with city council, county commissions on the why expunge criminal records. People don't realize that when you expunge a criminal record, first of all, you're putting people in a position to be able to become gainfully employed. Secondly, you're putting taxpayers on the tax rolls again. You're giving people an opportunity for housing, so you can sort of put a dent in that homelessness situation. You're also giving them an opportunity to get education now, because now they can go on to their higher education, get student loans, which you cannot get if you have a criminal record. DSS services, which you cannot get if you have a criminal record. So all of these things that you're talking about, and just as late, we were talking with two state representatives, and we mentioned health care. When you have a criminal record, the stress level goes up mm-hmm. because of all of these other things you cannot get. So now you're talking about putting a dent on the stress level for healthcare. So you're talking about diabetes. You're talking about mental health issues as a result, rather, to having criminal records. And you're talking about the stain, how you feel with a criminal record. You can't walk with your head up because you think the person next to you know that you have a criminal record. It brings about a whole undergird of issues that we pay no attention to if, in fact, we're self-supporting. So it's very interesting. The weekend, we listened to Martin Luther King's dissertation on Two Americas. And as I listened to that, I said, wow, we have two Charlottes. We have the thriving Charlotte if you go to South Park, and then we have the not-so-thriving Charlotte if you come just across the street from Charlotte Area Fund. So it's really interesting the dynamics happening in the same city, and it all depends on which side of South Tryon you drive down as to whether or not you're in Fairview or whether or not you're in an area where you see devastation.
And when you try to educate someone who really doesn't get it, you'll hear comments like, why don't they just go out and get a job? Oh, you know, they cause that amongst themselves. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, they'll never do any better.
That's right.
So sadness is real. Homelessness is real.
Yes.
I'm so glad that you help us expunge our criminal record. Could you go down that alley, just 60 seconds of how does one start? Because you would think all I need is maybe $5,000. I can expunge my record. $10,000? $20,000? What?
No, we only charge $100. And that's all we ask for.
We give back $50 if we get the results.
Something that would cost, like you said, $1,000 or much more, depending on the case and what they've been charged with and convicted of, we only charge $100. And as Maria said, if they follow up with us, we'll refund or rebate $50 back.
Or they can keep the $50 and you guys can use it for the good.
Well, if you remember the Charlotte Area Fund, you won't pay anything because we just support our clients in that way.
That's true. And that's the reciprocity we're talking about. Working together rather than saying, I have my own little house here and nobody's going to touch it. When you collaborate, you bring about a reciprocity that happens where we all can get fed. Because I may not have the whole cake, but I may have the flour.
In addition to that, we're all familiar with the saying, am I my brother's keeper? Well, we are a bunch of people doing great things. And in that respect, we are our brother's keeper, and we have no problem admitting that and doing the work to show that. So we say, come join us and be a part.
Well, if we join and we want to be a part of this, because I know everybody's raising their hand, what is the best website to go to? I know we can go to charlotteareafund.org. We can also go to
www.mecklenburgcoe.org.
MecklenburgCoE.org.
So www.MecklenburgCoE.org. The COE is Mecklenburg Council of Elders. Right.
I like it. I like it. Before I let you go, because I don't want to, tell me why you got into this business of helping people. Who wants to start?
Ooh.
Well, that's a long, long story, right? Because a lot of us here have had several careers, right? And done several different things, right? All with a sense of purpose to try to help someone. But what's fascinating right now about Charlotte, and one of the things that my colleagues here are talking about is we all are committed personally. But we have a systemic challenge in Charlotte, you know? It's not easy to be, as the Harvard Berkeley study suggested, it's not easy to be 50 out of 50 major cities least favorable for helping poor people make it. So it's not just individuals, it's systems that have created this sense of marginalization, mm-hmm. right? And so we know about these five or six zip codes. If you live in those zip codes, you have like a 4%, maybe 3% chance of making out of poverty. So notwithstanding all of our goodwill, we need system changes. We need public policy changes. We need corporate and public partnerships, right, to bring resources to bear. 50 out of 50, that's not easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we've got heavy, heavy lifting to do. And that's why I'm engaged with Charlotte Area Fund as a very storied community action agency that's about making a difference, helping people and changing lives.
Got it. Thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. That sort of wraps it up for all of us, because it's doing for the greater good. You cannot expect for a car to move if it has only three wheels. So we want to see all areas of Charlotte move and thrive. But that can't happen unless we pump up the air in all of those tires. So Charlotte is a great place to live if it's all working. And we want to see that. And there's one other part to that. There's a greater good. I always say people are fickle, because we have to do it for a greater good. They love you today. They may not like you so much tomorrow if you don't move in their direction. But if you're doing it for a greater good, then it's important that you just do it. It has nothing to do with who may or may not like you today or tomorrow.
Yeah, because if you were to look at Charlotte in aerial view, you're like, oh, they have no problem down there. Look behind our building, right? If you go down Camden
Road,
we have no problem.
Fabulous.
Right. Queen Charlotte clutches her pearls like, we don't have any dirty laundry over here.
That's good.
That's right.
That's good.
Scott, you know I'm not going to leave you out.
You can't leave me out, Francine.
No.
I'm a native Charlottean, so I've seen the changes firsthand. I left home, but I grew up here, and I moved back, and I've been back home over 20 years. So I've seen a lot of the changes, and a lot of the things that Nick is talking about and Maria is talking about are from my part of town. I went to school with people from that part of town. So I've seen a lot of the change, and I've seen a lot of the displacement. So I know very well what's going on. I would like to be part of a better Charlotte for everybody who is from Charlotte or moves to Charlotte and who lives here.
So if you're listening now and you want to be on the right side of history, contact one of our fabulous ones. We have Maria Macon, Mecklenburg County of Elders, the founder, the CEO. She's your majesty. Yes, she is. We have Mr. Nicholas Wharton with the Charlotte Area Fund. And Scott Ellis, thank you so much with Know Your Rights.
Very welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, we have come to the end of the show. I don't like it when it ends because I have to let you go. But you're going to have a great weekend. I know you are. I am your hostess of the mostest, Francie Marie. I so enjoyed you. Maybe you'll come back next weekend, same time, same station. Until we meet, darling, I want you to have a great weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for the Francie Marie Show, where we address issues concerning you and your family. That's all for now. See you next week.
Pop, it's showtime. Guess who's back again? I bet they know as soon as we walk in. Shut up, I'm wearing Cuban links. Yeah. Designer mix. Yeah. Englewood's finest shoes. Woo-woo. Don't look too hard, might hurt yourself. Known to get the color red, the blue.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing. The Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.